way the mic could be closer to the main speaker, that would be fantastic.
Where is the mic?
Up there.
That green light up there.
Yeah. Oh my God. Turn your head to the sky and speak loudly.
Right, I'll just do that.
Yeah.
I think that's a no.
Yeah.
I think you're right above me, CM. It's sort of mystical in a way.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing sound.
I think we can begin.
Okay. This is Newport Police Advisory Committee, and I'm calling the meeting to order at 6 on the dot. Are there any... Oh, we do have a quorum. Are there any additions, corrections to the minutes of the January 25th meeting? Then I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of January 25th meeting.
I move to approve.
And second.
So it's been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes from the January 25th meeting. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So the minutes are approved. Under discussion items, committee vacancy. Can you do that, Patty?
We are still down two members. One is the Latinx member, and so if you could spread the word, Esmeralda, that would be great. The other one is the high school member. Sam, if you can spread the word. I also reached out to Samantha Murphy. Is she the government teacher?
I think so, yeah.
I figured she would be a good contact.
Yeah, that is a really good point. Also, somebody approached me today about it, actually. I don't know who they are at all. So
that's okay.
But yeah, so I kind of told her what it is and how to get involved and
good.
That kind of
on
thing.
The website?
Yeah.
Good.
So hopefully maybe she'll join, and then Miss Murphy's very smart, and so I think she can find someone to that would be a good fit once I go in 6 months or whatever. So.
Counting down the time, aren't you? Okay. Action plan update. So we really don't have an action plan update, except Sam and I would give an update on the proposal to rejuvenate or recreate the Comet program. We had planned, you guys will remember, we had planned to go to a work session for City Council, and I spoke with Jason. He had spoken with the sheriff and maybe somebody from behavioral health, I'm not sure. And the idea was that everybody's on board with the idea. The problem, remember, is there's funding but no bodies to make it work. And so we decided that maybe it's too soon to call that work group, work session of City Council, and be better prepared for that session by having meetings with members from this group, City Councilor, Sheriff, Jason, somebody from Behavioral Health, but anyway, the people that are gonna, agencies that are gonna be important in doing this. So Jason and I left it that he was going to try to organize a meeting with all these different agencies, and I imagine it's pretty hard to do that, but he was going to take the next step, and I don't know how that went or is going with him. Do you know, Patty? His attempts to...
I honestly don't know.
Okay. I don't know if there's anything else for this group to do right now. I know Sam and I are anxious to get to do something, to move ahead somehow, especially because he's leaving us, and wouldn't it be great if we could move ahead with something? So that's where it sits. I'm not sure what we can, I guess we could all write to Jason and say, hurry up. Maybe I could help him bring those people together, I don't know.
I can do some follow-up on that for you.
That would be great.
I will talk to him when he gets back to work and see. I know he mentioned it at one of the county admin meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the exact discussion was bodies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know everyone is just in the law enforcement world is definitely in support of it because it was a good program when we had it for 10 minutes. But
yeah.
I'll check with him and see if he got any headway.
Because the city councilors were, you know, behind it. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
So, okay, that would be really helpful. Thank you. Anything else about action plan? I think we're just kind of in limbo right now because we're working on the event that's coming up. I don't think it's proper time or possible for us to come up with another recommendation to city council right now. But Rick, I guess maybe, in fact, I know we should look at that action plan next meeting.
Why don't you mention that?
Okay.
Start looking at it and kind of redoing it today.
Yeah.
Actually. And what my plan is with this stuff is, because I don't remember dates.
Mm-hmm.
And because I know there's a number of things that have been completed. And so I'll email a copy to you. And what my plan is to, actually, I give you a copy tonight.
Okay.
Is to go through and meeting minutes and see if I can't find some information.
Okay.
Because I think I got some dates, but it'd be nice to come up with, I mean, months.
Uh-huh.
But it'd be nice to come up with dates. But I mean, month is fine too, probably. When things were completed. So
yeah.
That's what I'm doing right now. So
sounds
I
good.
Took out a couple columns. I rearranged a couple. We'll see what you think.
I know the time before when we were trying to get down some specifics, Susan had some additions to it related to school district policy, and I didn't get those down on paper. But anyway, we can talk about that later. But just specifics like that that I'm not so sure collectively we got down on paper. So yeah, give me a copy
done.
When you go. And okay. Yeah, so we just did the report on recommendation to city council. The community event is next. Now, I'm not sure where we are on that either, because I understood that someone was working with Councilor Botello about a coordinated event. I don't know, I'm kind of lost with that. What was happening?
I have an update for you.
Oh, good.
From the chief. So it's the Cafe Resource event is going to be held April 20th at the Rec Center at 5:30 p.m. And then he has on here the Cafe Resource Project's goal is promoting social and health wellness among Latin and Mesoamerican indigenous people. This is an opportunity to meet and greet communities and continue building relationships with the community members and services. They have two rooms reserved over at the Rec Center. One's going to be for like emergency preparedness and fire prevention. That's going to be facilitated by Chief Murphy and Dell. I don't remember Dell's last name, but he's emergency service coordinator for the city.
Is it Lockwood?
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Yeah. And then the second room is the community safety, and the facilitators in that one are going to be Chief Malloy, and then the sheriff's going to send over some folks for that too. He said interpretation will be available. And starts at 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. is arrival and check-in table. And they have like little packets and an agenda and that kind of stuff.
Great. everything we wanted to know. So we will, I'm sure we'll be involved in helping out with check-in or that sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure. He's not volunteering you guys for anything so far.
We'll just be there with our t-shirts.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to stand outside.
So I apologize. I wasn't here the last several months, and that's my own fault. But the Cafe Resource, can you explain to me what that is?
No, I can't. I'm not familiar with it. I haven't been involved with it, other than it's definitely the event associated around like promoting safety and wellness in the community.
Oh,
is there an article anywhere that you could look it up or?
I don't think. No, I think this is fairly recent information that he got the rooms and stuff booked to the rec center.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm sure he'll have more to follow.
That's great.
Well, April's coming up pretty quickly.
It's coming up quickly. I wonder, because we won't be meeting again before that.
Yeah. I don't know, Patty, you want to make a note to send something out to them?
I sure will. I will check back with the chief and see what he wants you to do. I could see him asking you to do registration or something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
And Lonnie, I'm sorry for interrupting. You're aware of the first event that they did a few years ago?
I am not. I've only been here a year. I have no idea.
Does someone want to summarize that for Lonnie?
I wasn't there. Was it here?
Yeah, in this room.
And it was a community forum to reach out to Latino members of the community with police and I think just
sheriff.
And it had a really good turnout, and there was a good dialogue, good discussion, but just an opportunity for the community to ask questions of the police to, you know, find common ground, all that kind of thing.
So it's targeted toward the Hispanic population?
The last one was. I think this one would be too. Yeah, this one is too.
And indigenous, sounds like.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Such a huge success last time. We want to make it larger this time.
Yeah, especially because there were so many questions that they were able to, I don't think they asked at that time many questions, but then they were questions after that, more like private questions.
And were they able to ask them somewhere and get them answered?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, with the police and, you know, the legal stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So from what I understand, the chief and the sheriff did the presentation and they opened it up to questions, and there were a lot of questions about, you know, police involvement.
Mm-hmm.
All those type of questions that might make that community a little nervous to interact with the police.
Gotcha.
Well, it sounds like there's two things happening at once, right?
So I was just reading a bit more into here just to make sure I didn't miss anything. It sounds like there's two things going on, and then they're going to take a little tiny break to swap rooms so people can switch the topics that they're going to go listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any measurement out there that can demonstrate the, I guess, trust that was developed through this process?
Nothing I'm aware of.
Okay.
I'm not sure how you'd actually do that.
Yeah.
I'm not either, except for the only way I think that could happen is if there's more engagement between folks that were worried or scared to ask questions and those that have the answers. And so there isn't any way to measure that.
And it will also be how many more show up,
yeah.
Sure, this time, I suppose,
mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah. Did you say there's going to be child care?
I did not say that. I don't see that on here.
The first time there was child care here,
mm-hmm.
But I don't know this time.
That's
or the way they have it might have activities. The way it sounds, I think they might have activities that they will be working with the child. I don't know.
Yeah, and they have the child care room right there, so.
Yeah. Sounds fun.
Thank you.
So you'll let me know what, okay.
Do we have this, do they have this on the website?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's that, at that point yet or not.
Can you find out and let me know if they have it like on the website or that way we can just pass it around the community?
Yeah, I'd like to have some flyers too.
Yes.
Something to put in my office.
Especially, yeah, because I don't think that usually the Latino community will not go that much into the police site.
Yep.
But they might get it from somebody else or somewhere else.
Kind of a brochure in Spanish too. Flyer, I don't know, on the website. Well, whoever's behind that is doing an awesome job organizing that thing. It's great. Are we ready to go on to monthly stats? Okay, Brent, this is where you get to
shine.
Any comments you have about it too would be welcome.
I'm pulling them up right now. So to me, it's probably going to be better for you to ask me questions because these are just stats that I see all the time, and I don't see anything on here that's the only thing that's going to be a little bit higher, obviously, is going to be February overtime hours. For that month, there was 211, and that was, I'm guessing, solely due to the Seafood and Wine Festival. Because we had everyone worked, everyone that is a police officer worked that on Saturday. Friday, we had a couple extra guys come in for that shift. I can tell you that what's not on here, because it was joint statistics, was we had the Oregon State Police was in town helping us. The sheriff's office had a couple cars, and our staff, and between Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there were 440 traffic stops done. Of those, there was 200, about half of those 440, 220 citations were issued for various things. But the big one that was a big number for us was there was 12 DUI arrests over those 3 days, and that's usually double of what we have. From what I've heard from the folks at the festival, that there's a lot of over-serving. And then, in fact, two of the bars in town, the Barge Inn and the Bay Haven Saturday night, closed at 9:30 because so many intoxicated people were showing up. So they just were done.
No.
We dug into that a little bit, and OLCC used to staff an inspector there at the festival,
yeah.
But due to staffing levels, there is one person now in charge of Lincoln, Lane, and Benton counties of enforcing OLCC regulations. So there was no one there for that. So we also were not present in the tent this year. A private security company was hired by the chamber to run the inside of the tent. And that's kind of been going that way for the last several years. It's actually the company that they hired, I think it's CYA Security, does a fairly good job. I think we only had one actual response to the tent where we had to help them get somebody out of there. And actually that person, I think, was cited for trespassing. Because once they ask them to leave, if they don't, then they call us. And then at that point, then it's an arrest situation. So other than that, it was fairly successful for us. I mean, safety-wise. So we did have one crash that was non-DUI related. It was a hit and run. Where the person didn't stop, that person was arrested for hit and run. But other than that, other than all the DUIs, that wasn't that good. Luckily, more people didn't get hurt, though.
Right.
January's fairly normal for January, so they're starting to get busier now. It seems like as soon as we have Seafood and Wine, I'm sure you've all noticed more people in town. Seems like Seafood and Wine kicks that off, and then everyone's like, hey, let's start going to Newport. And then, so yeah, it's getting to be tourist season. I can throw in a staffing update here, too, if you want.
That'd be great.
Okay. Pull that up. Just promoted Aaron Bales to fill one of our vacant sergeant positions. So that's going to be helpful to us. He's actually going to be sworn in April 3rd. It was supposed to be Monday, but he got sick and couldn't show up to his own swearing in. And then we just moved Steve Hallmark, who's one of our senior officers, into an acting sergeant position where he'll have most of the duties of a sergeant, except they don't deal with a lot of the internal affairs employee issues. He's actually still going to be a member of the employees association, but he'll be there to provide that direct questioning and answering for the officers. He'll do stuff like shift allocation, report approving, all that kind of stuff that we've been missing by having those two vacancies. So we'll actually have four sergeants, so to speak, and that's one per shift. On the negative side, our police officer, our application pool has been poor. I just worked with the human resource director last week. We did phone interviews and washed all three people out of the process just from phone interviews. So we're back to not having anybody in the pool right now, and we're still down four police officer spots.
Wow.
Yeah, so once we are making headway, though. We have, I'm sure he's told you about the three officers that we have right now in training. The delay with those, obviously, is the academy dates. He's probably mentioned those to you. So it will be like January 2024 when all three of those guys will be up on the road and running as police officers.
Yeah. Does the four that you're down, will those three fill?
No.
Three of those four?
Four more.
I got you.
Thank you. Yeah.
I don't know what you can say or tell about, but what is the main washout?
Well, I can tell you the people who are answering the questions on the phone interviews were terrible. Not answering the questions we're asking, poor communications. You can get over all this over the telephone, which is kind of,
yeah,
it's kind of sad.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, you know, we just had, like I said, poor answering of the questions, bad communication skills. You could tell that one person was not real sure if they wanted to be a police officer, but thought they'd apply to check it out. It's like, okay, not really the right way to do it, but, you know, maybe do a ride-along or something first to see if you're interested or talk to somebody. So that's kind of what we're dealing with out there.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Is there a demographic that these folks fit into that did the phone interviews, or is there any indication of that?
No, we wouldn't ask that for job,
sure,
related question wise. But just looking at their applications, they're kind of all over the place. We had some Valley applicants. I don't even think there was a local applicant this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 'Cause I often wonder, why is it we don't answer the questions?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I can pinpoint it to people who were sometimes raised on text messaging.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's true. Yeah, no, you can definitely see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially in in-person panel interviews.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be rough.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
We did make a job offer for the part-time CSO position. So now we're up to 2.5 community service officers. And then we made a job offer for the parking enforcement officer. Yep. So I'm not sure. I think both of those are still in the background phase, so that takes a little bit of time. So yeah, that's moving forward. So it's not going to be safe to park anywhere on the bayfront, it sounds like. and that's about it.
I have lots of questions. So in February 2023, it says parking citations 10 for traffic warnings. In January of 2023, it has 59 parking citations and 30 traffic warnings. What is the difference between January and February in warnings? And then what kind of parking citations supposedly could those be? There's a big difference in both those months.
Parking citations. Parking citations are going to cover, and I'm just looking on here to make sure I'm not misspeaking. Those are going to cover things like abandoned vehicles.
Okay.
They'll also cover things like parking in no parking zones, loading zones, all that kind of stuff. And I'm guessing the increase in January was probably because I know one of our CSOs did a couple abandoned vehicle, like, I'm not gonna say stings, but like focused patrol areas on abandoned vehicles. And a lot of that is also on how many complaints we receive from citizens, kind of drive that number also. And then the warnings are purely up to the officer's discretion, whether there's warnings versus citations. And I also know one thing that's probably affecting the warnings in February was we had a problem with our electronic ticketing system, to where it wasn't working for like the warning portion of it. So there was probably just a lot of verbal warnings opposed to somebody getting a piece of paper. This number is tracked when somebody gets a piece of paper.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Anything else for me?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Anybody?
Thanks.
That's really helpful. Mm-hmm. Need you here every time.
Oh boy, don't say that.
Can we request?
Okay. Public comment. Any committee comments? Sam, you've been looking like you wanted to say something.
No, I just don't know, like, I just don't know what to do next, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, with the action plan and everything.
Yeah.
It's just frustrating.
It's frustrating.
Everyone's on board, and there must be some way to make this more possible, convenient, whatever. But I just, like, don't know what.
It is frustrating.
And you have a good point. One has to wonder, so we're missing the bodies. What qualifications do the bodies that we're looking for need to have to do that work? Is it a volunteer position? Do you need some certification?
No, they're hired. They're
staff.
They're staff.
Yeah, they're clinicians.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
So they would be county, city.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, most of it's through Lincoln County Mental Health. Well, I can tell you in one of my other hats, just so you have a little bit of knowing what's going on out there, I'm the board chair for the Children's Advocacy Committee, and we've been trying to hire a counselor up there for a year and a half. And we hired a national firm for job search to do all of the job search stuff, and we've had one applicant that wasn't qualified. So
oh, no.
I think it must be an industry issue right now. It's not
a search for what?
Mental health counselor for the Children's Advocacy Center.
Got it.
Yeah, so we're struggling there also.
And it seems like it's a domino effect, because you could probably, you know, you attract somebody, you offer them a job, and they don't have a place to live.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
And that's in every industry.
Yep.
I've only been out here for a year. I am just a resident, but I do have a job, and my job looks at that workforce development every single day.
Yep.
And that's the biggest thing that we
hear. We struggled with police officers for that reason too. Yeah.
And clinicians. you can't find a doctor here to save your life because they're leaving.
Literally.
That too.
So, what to do? Build some houses. But I don't know if that's going to answer the question.
Yeah. Well, Sam, I think we're moving a little bit, at least getting all the players together, you know. I think the idea behind that is to get everybody together and come up with some concrete plans. Who's going to do what? Answer the question that Lonnie's asking, you know. I don't know. It's all so vague for me, and that's what's frustrating for me, too. It would be nice to just have, you know.
Yep. We're right there with you.
And that's why the chief thought, and talking to sheriff, I guess, thought it would be too soon to present kind of that loosey-goosey thing to city council, or to a work session from city council, because that's frustrating for them, too. I feel your pain.
When you have the solution, I believe your demographic is going to find the solution for a lot of these things. Bring it to the table.
Yeah.
Any other committee comment? So, okay, so I want to backtrack a minute on the community events. So, Patty, it sounds like what we need to do is just wait to hear from the chief about specifically what our committee can do to help.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't want to miss any jobs that we need to be doing.
Yeah, and he does not list anything in here like what he needs people to do.
Okay.
Can we get a headcount who would be available?
I would.
Is it five? Probably from five or some.
It says 5:30 p.m. on the April 20th.
That's when it's supposed to start, right?
That's arrival and check-in time.
Oh, arrival and check-in.
Yeah, and it goes. Yeah, okay. And it sounds like it ends at eight.
Do you know what day is that? The 20th.
Mm-hmm. April 20th. Yeah. Who?
I think it's like a Thursday. I think I looked it up, and it's like.
It is.
Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah, I can help.
Yes, I
you can. So Sandy too.
Yeah.
Sandy, great.
But you got labor.
I'll tell him. I'm sure Patty will too.
Yep. At least five of you.
Mm-hmm.
There will be lots of little jobs to do. There will be refreshments and
I'm coming for the refreshments.
Registering people and
just interacting.
I'm not doing any child care.
No. Pet care.
Pet care.
Pet care.
Yeah.
I have a question, and I think it has to do with the volunteer problem, too, and that is the help, the police group. What was it called?
Volunteer group?
Our police volunteer group?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that...
We don't have any more.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have we had one gentleman that was interested in doing it, and then so we put the word out and had like no one interested other than one person, and so we said no. Thank you, but one person is kind of hard for them to do much.
Yes. There was like it was huge.
Oh yeah, we had 18 people at one point.
25, yeah. It would fill this room.
Yeah, it was a volunteer group that we had that worked out of the police department.
Okay.
So they would help with community events and
crowd
help. And they used to do patrols too, also they'd issue handicap violation tickets in some of like the supermarkets and stuff like that. But yeah, they did a lot of work. And then COVID hit. And then it kind of dismantled. dismantled, and there hasn't really been any interest in
and kicking it back.
It is one of the things in our strategic plan.
Yeah.
To do that, you know, to recruit and.
Sheriff's Department seems to have a robust citizens academy.
Yeah.
What is the difference between that and what could be?
So Citizens Academy, we run one of those too. We haven't for a couple of years, but we've done four or five of them. That is just a weekly meeting where you can come and learn the ins and outs of what a police department does, where the volunteers were actually 501c3 under our department and went out and had a uniform, a polo shirt, a uniform, drove patrol cars, marked volunteer patrol cars and did various job functions. They helped a lot, like during the Loyalty Days Parade, Seafood and Wine Festival, all the marathons that, and different running events that are in town, that kind of stuff. Just parking, directing traffic, all that kind of stuff. Stuff that we can never do with the staff that we have as far as police officers.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
that came up too for our strategic plan. I think it was the chief that brought that up.
For
the academy or?
Oh, Citizens Academy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't done one. That was probably 2019. Mm-hmm. We used to try to do it every other year. That's another, that takes a lot of organization too.
Yeah.
Well, for what
and bodies.
Yes.
For what it's worth, it pops up on Facebook all the time. And I
yeah.
guess if you join those groups, which I've done, it's very interesting to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting to see
yeah.
that something like that exists and continues.
Yeah. Yeah, I think our cap on it was about 18 people, 18 to 20 people that we would, and if they would apply to come to the Citizens Academy, and that was about all we wanted. That's about all you can have to manage, you know, getting the information out. Because we would do a day where we would take them down to our firing range if they wanted to, and we'd show them how to shoot weapons and what that was like and that kind of stuff.
I noticed the incident response truck. Did they help with that?
Yeah, so that was their baby. They set all that up. The old emergency services,
yeah.
Jim, all he did a lot of that. He was the ham radio guy. So, yeah, it had, like, radios. It does have radios that can talk to various entities and stuff. And, yeah, but they did all that work. Yeah.
Buddy, anything else? Good of the order? We're adjourned then. Told you that's
we can hang up.
You didn't make it.
Another one.
When is your spring break?
Starts Monday. Well, starts Friday.
Next week is September.
Yeah.
Of the
came.
You mentioned your experience.
Typically, it's actually this week.
So,
but the universities, and the way the dates fall, and we have to follow the university. Well, we choose to follow the universities
right.
in spring break,
okay.
And so it's actually next week.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm.